UDL is an approach, it's a framework, it's based on research and neuroscience about how our brains learn, and it helps educators intentionally design learning experiences and learning environments so they're accessible, they're available, and they honor student agency. They empower students to understand how they learn. UDL benefits students and teachers in some really important ways. When students are included in classrooms, specifically students with disabilities, but also students with a range of issues who we typically think of as at the margins of our education system, there are great benefits for all of those students. And I spent a long time pushing for policies along with the whole community to make sure that our system could be designed to include students. But that means that we have to change the design of what teachers are able to do, what their environments are structured like, how we're supporting them, so they can support all those students in the classroom. Universal Design for Learning, it's a framework. It helps them design their environment so they can reach all those students in the classroom. And we know that that's why teachers get into teaching, to reach students and to help them grow. So I think it helps teachers because currently we have a system where they've got a classroom full of students that they have to teach, and those students have a range of needs. UDL can help teachers design the learning environment and the learning experiences to maximize that for all of those students. And so then the benefit for students is clear. They can actually access the learning. There aren't barriers to what they can achieve in the classroom. It's the next step of how do we create supportive structures and environments in schools to meet the promise of inclusion.